Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday, live at Duncan at 1645 West Main Street here in Lebanon. Our toy drive continues. Bring a stuffed toy. Our buddy Doug from Nashville that calls in a lot just came by. He also had a great Godwink story that he shared with us. Yeah, that
and
was awesome.
Many thanks to Ivan Aronin who came by, stopped by from Main Street Media to drop off a toy. And that leads us into our guest.
Our guest, yes. That is right. I actually wasn't sure what you were doing.
Who does a lot of work for Main Street Media.
1645 West Main Street is where you can drop off a toy. Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, joins us now here on the program. And, Terry, I'm going to let you break the news. Is 52-year-old Eddie George ready to sign with the Titans and help them out, since that seems to be the trend in the NFL?
Well, I mean, that certainly does seem to be the trend that's going on right now. But, you know, the Titans need help at the cornerback position more than anything. So they might want to look up Samari Roll and Denard Walker and maybe even see if Pac-Man Jones is available.
Courtland Finnegan, I mean, he's 41. Maybe he could help out. So, I mean, there certainly could be some options there. What do you make of the Philip Rivers news at 44 years old? He was literally about to be up for the Hall of Fame. He signed with the Colts practice squad, and it's looking like he's probably going to play.
Yeah, it's just one of those strange things that just, you know, crops up once, you know, every so often, and you're just kind of shaking your head wondering how it happened. But the Colts are in such a desperate situation at quarterback, you know, having lost Daniel Jones, lost Anthony Richardson, and, you know, Riley Leonard, their rookie out of Notre Dame, you know, is, you know, questionable this week with a knee issue. So this really, you know, kind of a desperate situation. And Philip Rivers knows Shane Steichen well and knows Indianapolis well. So why not?
Moving things to the Titans, do you believe that Chad Brinker, Mike Borgonzi, Amy Adams Strunk, when they start the interview process with potential head coaches, that they're going to show them a picture of John Bones Fossil and say, hey, meet your new special teams coordinator, because he's not going anywhere? Because I certainly think they should.
They absolutely should keep Bones Fossil, because he has transformed this Titans special teams group from one of the worst units over the last, you know, decade or so into one of the best in the league, especially on returns. Jim Radike has been electric as both a punt and kickoff returner. And then, you know, they've started off, and a lot of these, you know, just really miserable facts that surround the Titans when you lose for so long, you know, are starting to go by the wayside, at least on special teams. You know, they blocked their first punt since Tim Shaw did it in 2012 against Pittsburgh. Earlier this year, it was their first punt return since 2012 by Darius Renard, who had two in the same game and evidently exhausted the entire supply for a decade. So, you know, it's one of those situations where anybody that comes in, any coach that comes in here that's not interested in keeping Bones Fossil, I'm not sure I'm interested in him as my head coach.
Talking to Terry McCormick with us on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Terry, I'm late to this. What's this thing about the airplane conversation that should have been taken off record, but somebody leaked it out and they weren't supposed to, and it's Arden Keys pissed off at Cam Ward, and was it a joke? Was it not a joke? I'm too busy in my life to go through Titans drama. Can you sum what's going on up for us?
Well, apparently, you know, you guys probably saw Cam Ward's post-game press conference, and it was – obvious. I asked him a question, you know, what a win, you know, means to him, because he'd been harping for weeks on the fact that they hadn't been winning and that that was very important to him. And he said he didn't need the win, you know, which, you know, said he reacts the same way, you know, after wins or losses, and that's fine, you know. But it was obvious that he was upset that he did not play his best football on Sunday, despite the team winning, you know, with complimentary football from running the running game with Tony Pollard and the defense and special teams creating turnovers. So he was a little bit upset that he didn't play well. I get that. But when you've won so few games as he has won and the Titans have won, you got to be able to enjoy the moment, you know, enjoy the win, you know, just because, you know, you didn't play well personally, you know, you got to enjoy the win. I think that's what Arden Key was trying to tell him in making a joke on the team flight. Now, that never should have gotten out for broadcast, but it did. And so I think the point of it here is that I think, you know, Cam Ward is certainly serious about his craft and wanting to be good, but, you know, he's still got a lot to learn in terms of, you know, how to carry himself and how to play as an NFL quarterback. And I think that Art Key was just trying to press that point upon him in a joking way, in a way that, you know, wouldn't, you know, cause anger or wouldn't create, a situation like that. And then, you know, for it to get out and to be aired on the radio is just, you know, or the story to be told on the radio is just kind of crazy, really.
So he took the intercom on the plane, right, and said that, like, everybody could hear him? I mean, it wasn't like a private conversation he had with Cam Ward.
He broadcast this
over the plane's PA.
Yes. He broadcast it the same, you know, grabbed the PA like the stewardesses, would.
Flight attendants, Terry, flight attendants.
Yes, you know, when they're going over the, whatever, I'm old, I just call it whatever, you know. when they're going over the safety regulations of what to do, if there's a water evacuation. So Arden Key was just trying to bring a little levity to the moment from what it sounds like and try to get Cam to just kind of, chill out a little bit.
So is there a problem here, or is this a whole bunch of nothing?
Well, I don't think it's a problem within the team. I think the problem was that something that's supposed to be kept off the record that happened on the team plane was broadcast. That story was related on another station here in town, and some people were like, hey, wait a minute, why are you airing this? This is something that, you know, happened on the team plane that should not be made public.
Ooh, I could see somebody not returning next year because of that. Terry McCormick is with us on the Chasing Big Joe Show. All right, so now we're 2-11. We get to go to San Francisco and a lot of things happening. And look, we've talked about this, Chase and I. The job Mike McCoy's got right now, Terry, nobody wants to. I mean, that is a thankless job right now. Are we correct on this?
Yes, he is basically the substitute teacher filling out because somebody left on maternity leave, and he is now teaching freshman algebra for the rest of the semester.
It's a tough spot to be in because how do you get anything across to a team that's 2-11 and you know you're not going to be there 4 weeks from now?
Oh, I mean, it's an impossible situation because you're coaching guys who know that you're not going to be back. I guess the only way you can get through to them is that you need to tell them, look, you got to play to a certain level if you want to be back. Now, some guys that doesn't apply to, obviously, because, you know, they've invested draft capital recently in some of these guys. But some of these other guys who've been here for 2 or 3 years, maybe they're still, you know, on the bubble as to whether they're going to be here, you know, long term, then maybe the message can resonate with them. But it's a situation that's not enviable for certain. You know, when you have a staff that knows it's lame duck, and you have players that don't know if they're going to be here next year or not, and they know that if they are going to be here, they're going to be hearing somebody else's message.
Terry McCormick is with us. So what have you seen, though, that has made them be more competitive outside of the Jags game? But, like, you look at the game before the bye week against the Chargers, they lose by a touchdown. They lose by 3 to Houston. They're competitive against one of the best teams in the league in Seattle, losing by 6. Then you have the Jags game, which was obviously a bad one. They go to Cleveland and win. They score 31 points. So the competitive level has certainly been much better under Mike McCoy than it was Brian Callahan. The question is why?
Well, I think some of it is just the growth of a lot of young players playing. You know, you should be better 13 weeks into the season than you were 3 weeks into the season if you're, you know, new to the NFL. You know, if you're not, there's something wrong. I think that's some of it. I think they've simplified some things, and I think they've also, in large part, not completely, obviously, because it rears its head at various times, but in large part, they're not turning the ball over as much, and they're not committing as many costly penalties. So, you know, there's still a lot that has to be improved upon, but I think you cut down on some of those things and you can kind of keep yourself in games, even if the talent level is very, you know, at odds.
Titans fans are going to say, tank, get the first pick again, use that for draft capital. And look, I don't hate that idea, but these are pro athletes. They're not going to just lay down. There's four games left. And I'm going to be honest, Terry, I think they have a chance that they could win any of these four games, because you got San Francisco that I think has been good, not great this year. Kansas City's not going well. New Orleans isn't going well. And the last week of the season, Jacksonville will probably have a playoff spot cinched up, so they may not play anyone. You could get some wins out of this. So what do you want to see out of this group in these last four games?
Well, I think the best thing for this team, you know, and these guys are not going to want to hear this because, you know, they don't think like that. They think they want to win the last four games in a, you know, end the season on a five-game win streak, which is a long shot because this team has not won consecutive games in the last 54 games, if you can believe that. So, but I think for the franchise's health, it would be for them to continue to be somewhat competitive, but be able to have the first or second pick in the draft, because they really do need, you know, draft capital, and they need to hit on some draft picks, not like they've done in previous years where you go back through a four-year stretch of 2020 to 2023, and you basically have four guys left on the roster, and one of those is on IR that you drafted to show for four full years. So the 25 class looks a little bit better. You know, those guys have been playing and contributing. You need to stack the 26 class on top of the 25 class, and obviously the higher you pick is going to be better. But that said, you know, it would be demoralizing for this team to suffer a couple of more of those 37-10 type losses, because that's not doing anybody any good.
All right, Terry, a few rapid-fire questions for you. Over-under at the next home game for the Titans when they take on the Saints, 20,000 people. Over or under?
Under.
Next head coach of the Tennessee Titans is?
I'm going to say Matt Nagy.
What if Andy Reid retires and they name Matt Nagy head coach? Who's second?
Ooh, good question. I would probably say I'll go with Robert Saleh.
I'll see him this weekend.
See him this weekend. Art Smith still play into this a little bit, Terry, or no?
Yes, he does, because here's the thing. Two guys, Art Smith, Jim Schwartz, both, you can't completely discount them because they had success here. Amy Adams Strunk is very big on loyalty and things like that, and those two guys would at least know the lay of the land. They would know what they'd be getting themselves into, whereas somebody coming in from the outside, like Vrabel did, like Brian Callahan did, you can't fully appreciate the dysfunction of this franchise the way somebody who has already been here can.
All right, the cute name right now out there that people are talking about, and his athletic director even came out and said he's getting interest, is Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame. Any chance Marcus Freeman could be head coach of the Titans?
I think it'd be a long shot, you know, bringing in a guy from college. I think that would be a long shot. But, you know, with this bunch, you never discount anything.
Ah, good point there. You're right, Terry.
Can we just come up with a scenario where they somehow end up with two number one picks and get either an edge rusher or a receiver with the first pick and then Jeremiah Love with the next first-round pick? I think I'd sign up for that.
That would be all right. I mean, you know, if you get to number one or number two and there are at least two quarterbacks there that people, you know, want to move up and get, the Browns and the Jets both have two first-round picks. So you could do some wheeling and dealing with them and maybe, you know, come out with something.
Well, every time Brock Bowers catches a pass, I throw a foam brick against my wall in my house because he should totally be here. He should totally be here.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's one of those situations where, you know, sometimes you just got to take the best guy and the guy that makes the most sense, even if it's not necessarily the biggest need.
Good point.
Terry, good stuff. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, joining us here on the program. We'll react to some of that. I've already started looking at mock drafts, and I shouldn't do that, but I have, and I got a few thoughts. We'll discuss that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.